Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman with Dr. Rose Backman. Our program is for women who want to break free from the beliefs that cause sabotage. It's time to create the lives that you deserve. If you don't deal with your emotions will deal with you. It's time to move into your power zone and out of your comfort zone. Now, here is your host, Dr. Rose Backman.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. We definitely have a guest that's unstoppable today. Her name is Lori Marie. She was born in New Jersey, and she relocated to Maryland at the age of 12 with her mother and sister. She was raised Catholic and attended Catholic high school until a spiritual wake-up call from Father Bishop Stallings, who broke off from the Catholic Church with some real home-down Bible teaching. This is where Lori Marie realized what the story of Job was all about in our lives and came to embrace the Word of God. Completing a business degree from National Lewis University, she started college at Bowie State College, where she was a journalism broadcast communications major. She's currently studying the Old and New Testament with Northwestern Theological Seminary, pursuing a degree in Christian counseling. She's a proud mother of a 17-year-old son and a 13-year-old daughter. Now, what she's done that's fabulous is she's written a book. And don't you love this title? Only God Can Send a Rainbow, Lessons in Love. This is her very, very first book. And welcome so much to the show, Lori.
Dr. Rose, thank you so much for having me today.
So what pursued you to write a book?
Well, this book was accidental. I've always wanted to write. I've always wanted to write a book. And as noted, I was a journalism broadcast major, so writing is a passion for me. But this book materialized as I was going through some emotional challenges and some self-identification. It's just my dream come true to write a book that has just been sitting on the back shelf of my mind for quite some time.
So, why a relationship book? What is it that got you into that?
Wow. Well, actually, before I started writing this book, I was working on a totally different book. And this book evolved from a very unhealthy, toxic relationship breakup, and also self-identifying with some of my friendships, just relationships in general, relationships with your children, your very own parents, your family members. So as I was going through a very challenging, emotionally challenging time in my life, I just started manuscripting this book about what happened to me, what I learned, how I was able to identify with myself, how also as being a Christian woman, sometimes we struggle with trying to be so perfect and follow the Bible says to do this and don't do that, but yet we're all human. I've also read many other books that are both Christian and secular books about relationships. Some of them I agree with, some of them I don't. So as part of my, it started out as part of a healing process for me, I took my experience, my life, what I thought were my lessons, and the answers that I found reading the Bible, I applied them and turned them into this book. This book is, it's my heart, it's my baby, and it is demonstrating that we all deserve mutual love and respect, and especially when it comes to our emotions and our feelings.
So what you're saying is you were involved in a toxic relationship, mm-hmm. and you started to write this book and explain your feelings about toxicity of relationships. So my question to you is, as a woman, why would you allow yourself to be in a situation really toxic?
Wow, that's a really, really good question. And many of us do find ourselves in such, from
absolutely.
From physical abuse to emotional abuse to emotional abandonment. And Dr. Rose, that's a question that I can honestly say I do not have an answer for. I think we sometimes struggle with searching for love in the wrong places. We're not loving ourselves first. We're not putting our self-worth and our self-value first. And contrary, their statistics seem to say there's such a shortage of men that sometimes we actually just settle for the sake of having that companionship or having someone in our lives that really wasn't ordained to be in our lives. But let me back up. Everybody, I believe, has a purpose in our life. Even if they weren't meant to be in our lives for the long haul, or even if it was a toxic relationship, I think they all had a purpose.
And oh, I totally agree. I mean, you're writing a book because of that.
I'm sorry?
You're writing a book because of the toxic relationship.
Exactly.
So you're going to be able to share with the world all about this book. So tell me about the title. Where did this title come from?
Only God can send a rainbow. Wow. I've always been fascinated with rainbows, after storms, and especially in the summertime after we have really, harsh storms, and you see these beautiful rainbows, and it's like, where did they come from? Well, we know people don't put them in the sky, so God had to put them in the sky. So I think the rainbow for me, and it symbolized hope. It symbolized that after any stormy relationship, even a person who's been married for many years and now maybe they're even a widow, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a breakup. It can be a death. That there is hope after the storm. There's something to look forward to.
So that's where it came from.
Exactly.
It's about the emotions we put in the rainbow, the word of the rainbow, and the emotions you put in the word storm, and then lessons in love.
Exactly.
We all have lessons to learn around love, do we? So what's the biggest lesson you learned from that toxic relationship that caused you to write this book?
Wow, I'd say the biggest lesson is, and again, as women, we get into that mature 30-plus, 40-plus age, the biggest lesson is to slow down, stop, look, and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Look at ourselves. Have we taken time to learn who we are and what makes us the way we are? Are we stopping and looking at the red flags that are being thrown at us in these relationships that we continue to proceed in? So just use caution. Use prayer, use spiritual guidance, and most of all, and as women, we like to talk to each other. Women, we just like to talk and we like to share. I also learned to be careful with who you're sharing and talking to your relationships about. Some of our conversations can be volatile. Are we encouraging each other? Are we encouraging each other spiritually? Are we tearing each other's relationships apart and tearing them down? I touch on all of that in the book.
So what makes your book different from other relationship books that are out there?
I think what makes mine different is, well, first of all, it's my story. It's nobody else's story. It's what happened to me. So what happened to me through my eyes is going to be unique to anything that anyone else has written. So that's the first thing. It's mine. It's my baby. It's my story. And then secondly, I think the value that I found in the lessons that I've learned, and as you read through my book, at the end of each chapter, there are some questions, some self-reflection, and some exercises that I encourage individuals to go to their scripture, pull out their Bibles. I encourage them to answer the questions, do some self-reflecting, ask themselves how they got from point A to point B. One of the lessons that I learned and about our emotions, or some of the lessons, were women and our hormones. You know, we don't like to touch on taboo topics such as depression, PMS, PMDD. We don't like to touch on those topics, but they're real, and we have to learn about them and learn how to address them. One lesson is in a relationship, and I'm reading a page from the book. Seek someone who will honor and respect you and your feelings over any other quality. Your feelings,
I love that,
matter. You matter. And that's
Of course.
I'm sorry?
Of course we matter. We just give up who we are for men, and I think that every woman has done that to some degree until she learns her lessons.
Exactly. And you know what? And we're so imperfect that we sometimes have to repeat class. We don't always get the lesson the first go around, sometimes not even the second or third. But the key is that at some point we do finally get the lesson, and we learn that enough is enough. Our self-value is a very high price has been paid. And we've got to just stop making some of the same mistakes that we make.
Well, absolutely, and I totally believe that our upbringing has something to do with it. We all imitate our parents. The first 8 years of our lives is where most of our programming, 80% of our programming, is developed. So we need to look at that and say, okay, what did I see, and why did I experience this? And maybe I'm experiencing things in a different way than my parents, but, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, you as a mom, I'm sure that you are teaching your children in a different way from your experiences.
Absolutely. I have tried, and it's funny you say that, you're absolutely correct, because I was raised in a household with a single mother. I tried not to imitate that pattern. I have a sibling who has actually been married for over 20 years, so we cannot necessarily attribute it to our homes that we were raised in, although the breakup of my parents, I was much older than my sibling, so it may have had more of an adverse impact on me. I dealt with some things with the relationship between my own, you know, my own father and some my family members that she didn't, so maybe her struggle was different. But you're absolutely right. We do have to, you know, a lot of times we get caught in the cliche of move on, don't look back. Looking back is, you know, tragic. As in the Bible, Lot's wife looked back. But there comes a time in our life where it is crucial to stop and look back. What happened as a childhood? What are we suppressing? Are we suppressing any anger? Are we suppressing any bitterness? Are we suppressing any fear? Fear of abandonment is a big thing for me.
So let's come back. Let's come back, because we have to take a break. So we're going to come back and we're going to continue on talking about the fears that she was describing, abandonment, in just 2 minutes. So stay with us. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
Do you ever ask yourself, why am I here? What is my purpose in life? What do I do next? Life energies are based on the chakras, and this is the foundation of holistic healing. Find the balance in your life by tuning in to Healing Possibilities with your host, Tracy Makarenko. Through engaging guests and Tracy's spiritual guidance, each week we'll explore a different modality of healing designed to help you find peace and wholeness. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the power of an unstoppable woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose at drrosebackman.com. That's rose at drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. We have our guest, Lori Marie. She's written a book called Only God Can Send a Rainbow, Lessons in Love. And we were talking about feeling abandoned as a woman, and we were talking about giving our power away as a woman. So what were you going through? How did you pull yourself out of those feelings of abandonment when things were tough for you, Lori?
Wow. Well, I pulled myself out with a lot of prayer. Identifying, and again, toxic relationships do not necessarily have to be male-female relationships. I actually sought counseling. I went through a couple of counselors. It's like, you're not giving me the answers I want. So I did go through a couple of counselors. But what really also helped was a couple of very spiritually grounded friends, one being my pastor and another, just spiritually grounded friends that helped me to walk through the process with encouragement. And you make a key point. Sometimes as women, we give our power away. I don't think we do it on purpose. I think it's so accidental that we're emotional creatures. That's just what we are. We're made to nurture. We're made to care. We are made to love. And as a woman, many times the physical intimacy, that connection draws us even more emotionally and into love. So when we're challenged, we have to seek whatever, you know, everyone's not a Christian, so whatever spirit that you believe in, you have to seek that spiritual guidance. And it's always helpful to have someone that can encourage you and walk you through possibly baby steps. Like I said earlier, everyone's grieving is different, whether someone dies, a divorce, or a breakup. I can't tell you, oh, get over it and move on. That may not be you. So I had to walk through my process over a period of probably about 6 months of isolation, just studying the Word of God, looking back on where I had been over my life. It also included writing this book and really getting involved with other women that were spiritually connected on a positive note that could walk me out of the darkness instead of browbeating, criticizing, judging, or, well, you should have known better. We know that. But what do we do to move forward when we've tripped and made a mistake?
So how long were you stuck in the darkness?
I was stuck for probably about a little over 6 months.
Oh, that's a very short period of time.
I'm sorry?
That's a very short period of time.
Well, good. I'm glad, because I felt like it was forever, so I'm glad.
I know.
You didn't say it was a short time.
No, that's fabulous.
Over 6 months. I'm sorry?
So you draw your power from God. That's where you get your power from.
I do. From faith, from God, my children, hope. That metaphor of a rainbow, that is where I draw my power from.
So you were talking before about, yes, as women, we're very, very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're emotional beings. I totally, totally agree with that. I mean, we're walking hormones. So do you ever get hormonal?
Oh, absolutely. I've come to learn so much about myself. I can now chart to the day on the calendar where, and especially if you're closest to me, if you're someone, you know, I love, and especially my children, I can chart on the calendar when you just really need to stay out of my way, stay out of my path. Am I crazy? No. Do I love you any less? No. I'm just dealing with a lot of things going on inside of my head, a lot of the day-to-day stress, work, commuting, finances, paying bills, trying to stay in shape, trying to cook dinner, trying to make sure homework is done. And as women, sometimes all of these things, they just pile up on us. And when we're doing it by ourselves, sometimes we just explode. I mean, it's just that simple. We can, it's almost like, what is it, after you have a baby, you have postpartum depression. Well, we have cycles sometime of monthly depression. Now, I can go 3, 6 months, a year or so, and not cycle out. It just all depends on what is going on in my life. And I will tell you, when this relationship did go toxic, I had a lot going on. My plate was full. My stress level was to its max.
So you were being controlled by your emotions.
I was being controlled by my emotions. I mean, I had things on my plate, from a 2-hour commute to my dad having cancer, to a rebellious teenager, to you're thinking that someone is going to be there for you and they just stroll out, disappear, and abandon you when you think, well, you know, this relationship of so-called love is supposed to be supportive and helping each other, likewise with some friendships. So, yeah, I just melted. I literally melted.
So where do we find your book? Only God Can Send a Rainbow, Lessons in Love.
On my website and through Thanksgiving, there is a 20% discount, and the website is www.onlygodcansendarainbow.com, all one word. Amazon.com, it's available there. And as I go forward, I do have a calendar on my website, and I do book signings and speaking engagements, so you can purchase signed copies and if you follow my calendar.
So this book mm-hmm. is going to touch people's heart, and this book is going to teach them, I'm assuming this, I have not read your book,
okay,
that it's going to teach them to claim their power as a woman and get rid of toxicity out of their lives, period.
That is my hope. That is my desire. And also to bring them closer to God. Closer to the God that they follow. Bring them spiritual growth.
So what you did, as you were describing how you had PMS at different times, you could go months without PMS, you know that it sounds as if that's totally emotionally controlled. It's not controlled because of hormones. It's controlled because of your emotions. So it's not like you're a sugar addict and you had to have sugar like crazy every month. It sounds like it wasn't controlled by diet. It was controlled by emotions.
I think it is. I have a chapter in the book called Know Thyself First. And it talks about digging deep within, again, your past. That chapter talks about your triggers. so, you know, of course, when everything is going well, and this applies to anything, when we're happy on our job, when our bills are paid, the car is not breaking down, we pretty much are on autopilot. But when we have too many adversities that we have to deal with at the same time, that can at times cause our emotions and our hormones to go out of whack. Sometimes they're actually depression, anger. Sometimes they are just natural defense mechanisms to what's going on in our lives. So I do talk about learning what your triggers are. What triggers you into depression? What triggers you into anger? What triggers you into staying in these toxic relationships?
Oh, yes, I see what you're saying. I understand now, because I do find that there are a lot of triggers for PMS, as an example, with food-related items, because I have seen where people eat way too much junk food, way too much bad flour, way too much sugar, way too much wine, and they become a walking maniac. And so have you ever experienced food doing that to you?
I don't recall food doing that to me, and maybe that is why some months when we, you know, the joke is, oh my gosh, chocolate takes care of everything.
Yes.
So maybe that's why some months, you know, a chocolate bar is the best thing for us. But I do know that studies have shown that children that are diagnosed with ADHD and ADD are told to change their diet, stay away from sugar, stay away from red dyes. Now, also, when we talk about triggers, I talk about a little bit post-traumatic stress disorder. We always associate that with, you know, the guys coming back from the military. Oh, they're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Well, believe it or not, many of us are walking post-traumatic stress disorder, have those triggers in us. And they can, again, be something from our childhood, something from being perhaps molested as a child, maybe abused as a child, maybe a child that grew up with a single mother that had multiple boyfriends in the home. Maybe one of the boyfriends did something to the child. So there are so many things that if we do not address them, seek counseling, get help, and identify them, they can be triggers in our adult life and in our relationships.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, again, I totally believe that we need to reach out and have guidance wherever we choose to get guidance from, whether it's the dietitian, whether it's a counselor, whether it's connecting with your family because you've pushed them out of your life, whether it's getting rid of toxicity. That I totally believe a big part of that is a learned behavior. We have many choices as women to stop our triggers and to look at ourselves and go, okay, this has to be all about me loving me.
Exactly.
Don't you think?
Exactly. Loving yourself. And you know what? We keep talking about women. Something else that I've learned, Dr. Rose, is men have hormones and they have some similar issues that we do. We joke and say, you know, we call women bag ladies, and women, you know, get rid of the baggage. But what, again, I'm identifying, especially the older we get, dating in our late 30s and 40s, there are so many men that have not identified with, addressed, and let go of their very own baggage to bring them out to be better men. A lot of men are repeating the same abusive type of patterns toward women. Why? Why is that? So we can say all day long, why do women stay in these toxic relationships? Why do men keep causing them to be toxic? Let's take the passive-aggressive man, and I have a little joke in my book, you know, The Difference in Men and Women, and I talk about Adam and Eve, and, you know, when, you know, they blamed Eve for corruption, but if you read the Bible, God told Adam. So was Adam passive aggressive? Did he not approach Eve? You know, men communicate.
Well, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Adam and Eve right after our break.
Okay.
And so thanks for staying with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Thanks for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
There's a course offered on Seventh Wave Network that you never saw offered in college. One that provides information on how to transform ancient wisdom teachings into everyday life. You'll learn how to create from your spirit and explore the world with all of your senses. Participation is encouraged. Enroll in Spirituality 101, the course you can't afford to miss, with your host, Reverend Norma. Classes in session every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, in your favorite classroom, Seventh Wave Network. How can changing the patterns of energy help in your healing process? Listen every week for Intent Healing, Change Your Energy, Transform Your Life, with your host, Dr. Raji. Just by tuning in, you could be empowered to heal yourself and live the best life possible. Just by accessing and changing energy patterns through Intent Healing, you'll feel more relief, less pain, and a renewed sense of being. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Anyone can do this. Why not you?
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Tuned in to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We have our author, Lori Marie, today, and she has a beautiful book called Only God Can Send a Rainbow, Lessons in Love. If you're interested in getting her book, please go to onlygodcansendarainbow.com, and you're giving a discount on the books, are you not?
Yes. There is a discount code on the first page that you put in the checkout, and it's 20% off, yes.
And so if you've been listening to us or if you've just joined us, this is all about keeping your power as a woman, as a man, as a human being, and all about choosing to get out of a toxic relationship. So I really like that title about rainbows and lessons in love. And we were talking about Adam and Eve and about, you know, whether how toxic men were in their relationships and what choices they make for themselves and staying in toxic relationships. And you started to talk about Adam and Eve right before the break. So why don't you continue on, Lori?
Well, okay, yes. I kind of joke about it, but yet it's a very, very serious. As we know, men and women communicate differently. As women, we like to express ourselves, we like to talk, and sometimes we even like to keep things going that probably we shouldn't. But when I deal with Adam and Eve, and I look at the disobedience of Eve, I realize that, you know, in retrospect, Adam was supposed to be the head, just like man is supposed to be the head of the household or lead the woman. He's supposed to be the strong one. So I kind of joke. I say, well, you know, was he just watching a football game and flipping the channels and he didn't say, hey, God said don't bite the apple. Did he not put his foot down? Because if you read it carefully, he was told before Eve was even created. So that led me to realize that men can sometimes be, and I use this term, passive aggressive, or they just fail to express themselves or look in the mirror at their own baggage or seek the help that they need. I think you and I were just talking offline that, you know, a woman will stop and say, hey, let's go to counseling. And when most women tell their spouse or their mate, let's go to counseling, the men generally are against it. They're built with pride. They're built to stand firm. So I think in a lot of cases, their pride keeps them from unpacking their man baggage.
Well, I totally agree. I mean, in my practice, I also see that there's a big difference if a man has a milder personality than a woman, that he will not take control of the household. The woman that is powerful takes control because she's waiting for him to make decisions, and he doesn't make them, so she takes charge.
Yes, and sometimes we we tend to take a little too much charge. And then sometimes when we're and embarking in a relationship, are we even setting our expectations at the forefront? I think my chapter is called Relationships 101. Are we expressing, okay, this is who I am, this is what I want, this is what I'm looking for? Are we simply settling? So in a lot of times, again, men, they don't like to have the relationship talk. They're generally very quiet, and they generally run from emotions and what some might term as drama. Another way the metaphor of the rainbow is expressed in the book is I talked to women, men and women, as I was writing the book. And I especially focused on those that had been married and in relationships for greater than 20 years. And one of the questions was, well, how do you do it? And I even crossed cultures and ethnic backgrounds with this. And what I also found, the rainbow is the man who is in tune with his wife or his partner's, let's say her hormones or her body. I had a young lady who said that sometimes she can just be so mean and nasty to her husband for no reason, but he loves her just the same. He'll either walk away or, he'll find something else to do. He'll come back. Hey, are you okay now? Yeah. And so they work it out because they know that, or he knows that what he found is who he loves. And when she is being that disobedient woman like Eve, it's usually only about 20% of the time in the relationship. So that the man that can identify with himself and his partner is indeed a rainbow as well.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to say that I don't think women are meant to be obedient, and I don't think that men are meant to be obedient. What I think is the fact that we need to honor and respect each other and communicate, and there needs to be more education out there in the world through all the systems that we have available so that men are not having all the pressure on themselves, because today in the world, men don't even know where they belong because women have become so independent. Mm-hmm. Men do not know, oh, is it okay for me to pick up the luggage and put it in the car? Is it okay for me to open the door? Because women just take charge and the man's kind of left in the dust going, okay, where do I fit in here now? I think those are old belief systems, mm-hmm, about people being obedient. I'm sorry, I don't agree with you.
Okay, and I respect that, and I guess when I use obedient, I think I'm using it more in the terms with what's lined up in the Word of God. I think more of obedient, you know, love each other, live by, you know, what is it? The Bible says for the man to respect his wife as he respects Christ in the church. So I think I'm using it more applicable to lining up with within God, not with each other humanly.
I understand that. So for people that are out there, mm-hmm, that are looking for help as a man,
Mm-hmm.
What advice do you have for them?
Wow. As a man. Well, and I also joke about this because I cannot think like a man or know what goes on in a man's head, but from my personal perspective, I think that men, first of all, have to find and identify with if the woman truly loves him and you're in a grounded relationship, that men have to feel safe exposing themselves, their fears and their emotions and their weaknesses without us as women badgering them, nagging them, or beating them over the head about it. I think men need to be strong and have pride about who they are as a man, but yet be humble enough to have that love, that nurturing, and that caring that a woman needs, and to be humble enough to identify with the fact that they do need help in dealing with the pressure and the stress of being a man.
Yes, and maybe that's good then that men can go to men's groups and mm-hmm. they can connect just with men and they can have a leader there that's going to teach them, because I can tell you in my practice, mm-hmm. it's 97% women and 3% men, and the men that come here, most of them are dragged by their wives, but once they're here, mm-hmm. it's a whole different story because I shoot from the hip mm-hmm. and it's about letting a man feel safe to express himself in front of his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa, for a woman to do the same in front of her husband, because
exactly.
personality styles get in the way.
Exactly. And pride. Pride gets in our way, too. And isn't that awesome that once they do get there, that they do open up? And I tell you, for women, I think we do have more resources and outlets. What is the movie? I believe the movie is called Courageous. And then there's a movie called Fireproof, I believe. Those are excellent movies for men to watch and identify with in the same manner that we identify with some movies. But I think it's great that you say they open up, and that's what they need to do. They need to feel safe.
They do, and you know what they say? Men say, I don't want to talk to her for 2 hours and listen to her problems. And this is what happens is women go on and on and on and talk and talk and talk and say the same thing many times. And there's some truth to that. We need to get to the point. And if we have an issue with our husband, an ordinary issue, we don't need to spend, less than 10 minutes. Because men complain, oh my goodness, she's going to bring it up again. It's another 2 hour conversation. They shut down.
They do. And I kind of learned that the hard way as well. But to flip the script, when they are non-responsive, and I give an example, something as simple as changing the light bulb or taking out the trash, you're absolutely right. But our uniqueness as a woman, when they are non-responsive about anything we ask them, and we seem to ask them over and over, it's our way of kind of like, didn't you hear me? I want a response. So I don't think we always do it on purpose. I think it's a reaction to the lack of response that we're actually reaching for.
I agree to some point, but as one male counselor said, I heard you the first time. You don't need to tell me 10 times. Give us time to get it done. So, you know, there was a story about a woman who wanted her bedroom painted.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked her husband over and over and over for 8 months, and he never did it. And then she went to counseling, and he happened to be a male counselor, and he said, hey, you know what? You're saying this on overkill. He heard you the first time. Just let him be, quit nagging him, and he will absolutely paint that bedroom. She said she went away for a week, came home, the bedroom was painted. I think sometimes we talk too much. And we don't know how to communicate clearly, but we're going to come back. Stay with us, everybody. We're going to be back in 2 minutes, and we're going to continue talking about the power we have as men and women, and also about Lori's beautiful book, Only God Can Send a Rainbow.com. Go there. She's giving 20% off on this beautiful book. One more time, Only God Can Send a Rainbow.com. And it's all about her experience on relationships and what she chose to walk away from and learn her triggers. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Thanks for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. We're back with Miss Lori, and I want to ask her a very important question. I want to know, how do you convince people that the turmoil they're going through now can actually be turned into a positive?
Wow. Well, first of all, it's hard to convince someone of anything, just like myself. I did have some people that say, oh, get over it. So first of all, when a person is going through, at the time they're going through, it's hard to convince them. We know the cliches. When life throws you lemons, make a lemonade. We all know the cliches. But like I said previously, I can't convince anyone of anything, but I can offer them hope and encouragement without any type of judgment. I can offer them hope that says, you know what, if I could go through it, and again, from a Christian perspective, if Daniel could go through the fiery lion's den, Joseph was thrown in the pits of hell and had to forgive his brothers, I don't know how long it's going to take you, but know that you can get through this and there's a rainbow on the other side. So convincing someone is helping them to identify with themselves and helping them to know that God does, that the best is yet to come. I'll share very quickly, as a matter of fact, the beginning of this year, I met a gentleman on, I think it was a Wednesday evening, we're talking, you know, he's telling me about his life, his divorce, and Dr. Rose, that was on a Wednesday. This gentleman, he committed suicide by that Saturday. I didn't know him for more than maybe an hour or 2 hours. But my point is, again, we're all individual. We never know what each one of us is going through or how we're dealing with a situation. So the best thing we can do is just offer hope, encouragement, share our story, and let people know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, even, let's look at even the storms, the real storms, Sandy here. these people have got to see that their homes are going to be rebuilt, that their beaches are going to be rebuilt, that something better than what they may have had is going to come out of surviving these natural disasters, if that makes any sense.
Well, that makes total sense to me. So let's go. I want you to tell our listeners, what is it that happened that made you decide, I'm going to write a book?
Well, again, I already knew I wanted to write a book. And journaling is something I've done. I've journaled since probably high school, diaries and journals. So I was just so overwhelmed. I write poetry. I wrote so-called love letters. We talked earlier about nagging. I'm very expressive. When I'm passionate about something, I like to get my point across. So as I was grieving and dealing with myself, I just started writing. I just started writing how I felt, what I thought, what happened to me, reading the Bible, and just putting it all together. And then it materialized into a book.
What a lot of people can do is they can start journaling.
Yes, journaling is so helpful, yes.
So is there any other books that you plan on writing?
Well, one day I'm going to go back to the book that I started. I've already drafted a Christian novel. So it's taking relationship drama and just, you know, evolving it into an actual novel with some fiction behind it. And perhaps even you and I can work together. What I'd like to do one day is take Only God Can Send a Rainbow to another level and work with therapists and doctors to really get people to go through the healing process and self-identify. Again, I'm not a counselor, and I am not a doctor, but I was able to take what happened to me and put research behind it. So I would definitely like to take it to the next level, the medical level, and put some more medical substance behind it, especially dealing with the depression, the antidepressant type of drugs, and the premenopause, the postmenopause. All of that has an impact on the way we react to situations.
Oh, absolutely. And so what I'm sitting here thinking as you're talking is, wouldn't it be great if you talked in a lot of the Christian churches and had 10 or 15 minutes of time to be able to share, or have it through the Christians' women's groups and be able to do a tour with your book?
Oh, that would be ideal. That's one of my goals. That's something that I'm definitely working on. You know, for me, it just started as a small grassroots project, and I have had some feedback from some women who have read it, and all of the feedback I've gotten thus far has been positive. And it's funny, I had one gentleman say, and going back to the men and women, and we talked too much, one man did read my book, and he said, well, you tell too much about yourself. And then when I talk to women, they're like, oh, my gosh, it was great. So it's interesting that we were able to bring that about, the differences.
Well, men don't want people to know much about them. They just
keep things
to themselves. And, you know, sometimes as women, don't you find we have verbal diarrhea? We share way too much.
We tend to, yes, we do.
And people don't care. They really don't. They've heard it once, twice, three times. By the tenth time, I don't want to hear it anymore. I believe, as being a friend, mm-hmm. I like to share this with people, that if you have a friend and they've been whining more than three times about mm-hmm. the same thing, say to them, what steps are you going to take to change that? Then in return, give your friend permission to say the same to you. Well, what steps are you going to take to change that? Because if you just keep listening to people talk about the same thing over and over again, mm-hmm. we disempower each other. We empower each other when we ask them the question, what steps are you going to take to change that?
To change that, exactly. That's a very good point.
you know, when you make a decision to change, your whole life changes. But sometimes we allow our friends to stay stuck because we're stuck. And I always believe in pushing through no matter what it is, because everybody has a story. And what's beautiful about you is you put your story into a book, and that's exactly what people need.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much. It was a journey. It was a painful journey, but I think, you know, just like most births are painful, and that out of it, we receive a beautiful blessing of another human being.
Absolutely. Well, I want to guide you to her website, everybody, one more time. So, Lori Marie, go to her website, onlygodcansendarainbow.com. She's giving you 20% off. Go check her out. Learn about the lessons in love. Thank you so much, Lori, for being a guest on our show. I appreciate it very much. And next week, I will share with you, we're having Susan Silberstein. The topic is called Empowered to Beat Cancer. That's Susan Silberstein, Empowered to Beat Cancer. That's our guest for next week. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. We'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.
Thanks again for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Please join your host, Dr. Rose Backman, again next Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Find your inner power this week.